Good morning, everyone. We're glad that you're here today, and we're thankful that we can be together in the Lord's house on this Sunday morning. I mentioned in Sunday school, the opener, my heart and the thrill of the overturning of Roe versus Wade, and a passage of Scripture came to my mind that was given by the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 17, the great sermon that's recorded there at Mars Hill. And this is what he said to those people that were there, the men of Athens that had gathered there. "God that hath made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything." Now listen. "Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." Then he goes on to say, "And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth." There is no more clear statement in the Bible concerning the fact that life comes from God. And in 1973, a horrendous thing took place where they discovered in the Constitution the right to take the life of a child. You know, the ironic thing is the people who support abortion are so inconsistent. Disney, I'll give you an illustration, telling its employees that we're now going to pay so you can go to another state and have an abortion. Who do they cater to? Children. Let's kill off our potential people that are going to come to our activity. Does that make any sense? To me, it makes absolutely none. But let's support that. You see, they're inconsistent because they don't have an anchor. We have the anchor, Christian, of the Word of God. And we know we can be consistent that God is the giver of life and breath and all things, because the Bible says so. I'm thankful that Roe v. Wade was overturned, but I know the battle's not over. We still face uphill challenges everywhere. You watch what's going to happen over the weeks and months ahead. Of what's going to happen with these crazy people that believe it's all right to kill a baby in the womb, but it's horrible to kill a puppy or a kitty cat or some other animal in the womb. That's bad. That's horrible. There's even states that outlaw that. You can't abort an animal in the womb, but you can abort a child. That's a woman's right to choose. Inconsistency, because they have no anchor. Anchor your soul today to the precious Word of God, because when you anchor your soul to the Word of God, you're anchoring yourself to the Word of Christ, who is the Word incarnate. And I'm so thankful this morning that no matter what happens in our society and in our culture, that you and I have something to anchor our souls to. Amen? We don't have to drift on the sea of changing opinions, and we're going to talk about that today in our message. But you don't have to be out on the sea floating with everybody else, and whatever the latest thing is, grab a hold of it. You'll sink with it all unless you're anchored to Jesus Christ and His Word.